Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart, now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Are you one of the 2 in 5 Americans wanting to start your own business or already a business owner? Stay tuned. This show is about starting and growing your business. Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we learn why and how ordinary people just like you started and grew their businesses, and we also talk about the intellectual property that helps protect your innovations.
Renee Mondi is the founder of Dear John the Box, and she founded the first Black-owned post-divorce self-care box and registry, Dear John the Box. Renee is a licensed therapist, and after her own divorce experience, so she knows what she's talking about, Dear John the Box was born. That was about 10 years ago, and it was born as a divorce support group for women that met in various locations in Atlanta. Backed by therapy research, newly released therapy aids are offered uniquely in each box to help women through the rough breakup journey. So welcome. Tell us all about it, Renee.
As you mentioned, I'm a licensed therapist in the state of Georgia, and I've been specializing in divorce recovery for about 12 years now. And my inspiration was my own divorce. And I remember just looking for resources like this and wishing I had some guidance on, you know, how to get to the other side of things, collecting resources and not finding very much. So as I collected things, I began to like make notes of what was helpful and what wasn't. And I knew I was in the process of becoming licensed. So I said, you know, one day I want to pay it forward. I want to give back to these women, you know, that are also in my shoes, juggling more than one thing, looking for an out, looking for, you know, some ray of hope. And so with that, I began to, you know, counsel women, giving them the advice that I found on my journey. And it did start in person. And I loved my in-person group therapy sessions. They were fantastic. COVID happened. And like so many of us, I started kind of having to step back and find another way of delivering this service. And there are some things that I did to kind of get prepped for this care package that we provide now, because there were a few things coming from the wellness industry that I felt needed to happen before we took a full launch to online. But long story short, as a therapist, it's been everything that I've ever wanted. I'm getting a chance to work in an area that I'm very passionate about. And on a personal level, it's giving me a chance to pay it forward. It's giving me a chance to be an influence to not just other therapists, but other industries that are looking for ways to kind of migrate their services into online and hybrid models. And so it's been extremely rewarding.
So if I could ask a question, Renee, so what kinds of things do you do to help support people, specifically women, who are going through a divorce? What are the types of things that they need to hasten the healing process?
What helped me, and this is what I've actually added to the services, what's helped me a lot was just learning how to set healthy boundaries. Most of us are coming from places where we're having to reestablish and look back at how we build relationships, not just with family, friends, and, you know, just, you know, intimate ones too. So I had to reestablish that. My services helped do that. And then the other piece is just learning to trust yourself again. Even when you come out feeling like you've made the best decision along that path, there's usually some self-doubt that creeps in. And so my boxes really tackle the day-to-day things. So we're more than bath salts and candles. We are activities that you do every day. You know, for instance, you know, we have dinner and recipe kits where women actually have step-by-step instructions on how to be mindful of when they're making these decisions and how they're doing their recipes. And there's always an inclusion piece that allows them to bring in loved ones and friends, because we know how important being connected with others is in this process. It was extremely important for me. And so there's that. And then we have a registry where their friends can get involved with helping them find things like knives and forks, which is what I forgot when I was moving into my first apartment. after my divorce. It's like I've got my keys and I don't have a fork to eat with. Oops.
Well, you're so focused on like all of the stuff that's going on around you, right? It's kind of hard to pay attention to some of those basics.
It is. It's heavy, you know, in most cases. And even if you're the best of planners like me, I consider myself a pretty good planner. You still forget things. You still miss things. And so that is what this service is for women. It allows them to have some extra support and guidance in the things that they need to do to move forward.
Well, I think that's important. Greg, do you have a question or a comment about maybe the marketing or how she could franchise this? Or
not divorce, but but recovering from divorce, right?
Yeah. It's unfortunate that it does go on all over the U.S., but because it does go on all over the U.S., the services are needed across the U.S. And that's one of the things that we look for when people say they want to start a franchise is that can your services be used pretty much throughout the U.S. anywhere? And fortunately or unfortunately, depending on your point of view, yes, your services can absolutely be used anywhere in the U.S. So it's a great business. It's something that people look for. They need help. And helping others is always a wonderful franchise to get into where you're giving back to your community. You're helping others. At the same time, you know, you're making money. It's a good thing.
Yeah. So how are you promoting this?
There's a couple of ways. One is through my platform, the socials that we have in place. And a second thing is working with family law attorneys. So I have partnerships with family law attorneys across the country, and what they do is provide referrals about the box to their clients, and in turn, I give them opportunities to share their expertise on our socials and our website.
Well, one of the interesting things that we talked about before the show, Renee, was as you asked me a question, and that was, can you co-promote events using your trademark, which you have trademark on Dear John the Box, and can you co-promote those with other trademarks? It was an interesting question because I don't often get that. And the answer is yes, you can, as long as you have the permission of both parties. You can both put your trademarks up there. You can advertise them together. And why not combine the marketing power of both your brands? And I'm assuming that you're kind of doing that now with the attorneys that you're working with to promote your events.
Yes, we're heading into that direction with Dear John the Box. So that's really great information. Thanks so much for that feedback.
Have you gotten feedback from the women on the types of things they want to see in the box? Is there something that's really popular?
There is. It's interesting that the feedback, or I'll say the compliments we hear the most, are women wanting to have something that brings humor into their experience. It's that old saying, you know, one day we'll be able to look back and laugh at this all. I think women are really craving that. And whenever I add, and I try to, our boxes change each season, but it's interesting that the humor piece is what I get the most compliments on.
So what kinds of things do you have in the box?
We have coffee mugs, which is usually something that has a very fun logo, or not so much, you know, more positive is what we call it. There's also affirmation cards. We have shower affirmations and shower kits. And we also have recipe and meal kit ideas. And so every once in a while, not this particular box, but the last box, we actually had chefs that donated their seasonings to the boxes along with recipes. And me as a therapist was able to include recipe steps that were mindful, that encouraged women to take that chance and make a decision. Even if it's just dinner and a movie, it gives them a chance to kind of play around with putting things together that are very simple but essential to every day, but also drawing attention to how important that is to larger things that they'll be wanting to do later.
Yeah.
So do you still run the support group? Is that online now? And do most people that get the box join your group?
I don't personally run divorce recovery groups right now because I am super busy being a mom and running this business. It does take a lot into socials and things like that. But women do have a chance to network with each other when they purchase the box or subscribe to the box. And interesting enough, most of our purchases come from friends and family members. And so they have a chance to also join a support group that they can learn ways to support their loved one through this divorce process as well.
What steps did you go through to create your online business?
again, the pandemic sort of swayed me into this direction. It wasn't something that I had envisioned, you know, initially when I began counseling in this area. So it took me about a year of just gathering data and building the platforms that I have now, because I wanted more than just product. I wanted experience. People ask me all the time, how'd you land on Dear John the Box? And how did you land with these colors? Either they're bright colors. And why are they bright colors? Isn't divorce sad? Absolutely. The approach doesn't take away or lessen the experience. I think that what I'm promoting is what I feel is more needed, and that is the more positive side of what's next. And so I did take about a year of building my platforms and my socials, and that's kind of my secret thing. For anyone who is in wellness, who is thinking of this, is to think of experience first and hold on to that vision and what that means for you, and then build your platform and survey and survey and then survey some more. Whoever is joining you, because or whoever you're selling this to or want to follow you, because they're going to be the voice and lifeline. And that's what they were for me. They really gave me ideas that I could cling to. And they really inspired the colors and the logo and the website and the products.
So are you active on social media as well?
I am. We have a very active Facebook group, and we have an active Instagram as well.
Is that under Dear John the Box?
Yes. Or we're on Instagram, Dear John Box, and on Facebook, Dear John the Box.
How did you come up with that name?
So it's interesting. My husband and I were exchanging ideas, and we thought, you know, what represents, you know, breakups? And the Dear John letter, you know, came to mind. We chuckled to ourselves because we were like, you know, those letters are really never about John. It's about how you feel. It's you telling John how you feel about whatever they did to you, or whatever you envision, or how you feel they did, you know, what happened to you. That's really what it's about. And so I like the idea, and I clung to it and made it the name of the business.
Well, I think it's a great name. I think it's really, people will remember it.
And what are your plans for the future?
I hope to continue the route this is going. Greg, I might need to connect with you about franchising ideas.
Yeah.
And I eventually, just as a therapist, I'd like to partner more with other areas that are helping people heal. Yeah.
Well, thank you. That was a really great segment. So people can find Renee Mondi at DearJohnTheBox.com.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 31 markets across the United States. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program director Alicia Morrissey. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.